Previously on Twin Peaks.
Where's the book that spells bankruptcy?
I have more than one hiding place.
Hi.
Who are you?
My name's Madeline Ferguson. Laura was my cousin.
Laura had secrets.
Maybe he'll realize that I'm the woman of his dreams because I'm going to help him figure out who killed Laura.
My log saw something that night.
This was in Leo's truck 2 days after Laura was murdered.
Leo's not going to be a problem for us anymore.
Leo Johnson. Leo Johnson and Jacques Renault.
Are you okay?
Hank got his parole. He's coming home.
Did you get my message?
Yes.
Catch you later.
Diane, it is 4:28 a.m. I have just been woken up by the most god-awful racket, which you can probably hear over the sound of my voice. Can you hear that? Up until this moment, I've experienced nothing at the Great Northern Hotel but the most pleasant, courteous service imaginable. However, it just goes to prove the point that once a traveler leaves his home, he loses almost 100% of his ability to control his environment. Diane, I was wondering if you could overnight express to me 2 pair of those ear pillow silicone earplugs which I used on my last trip to New York. Naturally, I didn't bring them with me on this trip because I didn't feel it would be necessary. However,
coffee?
Please. What's with the choir practice?
Business junket from Iceland. Got in about 3 this morning.
Oh, they're on my floor.
Lucky you.
It'll take them a day or 2 to reset their biological clocks.
Hope the herring holds out. How are you?
Well, Audrey, to be perfectly honest, I'm tired and a little on edge.
Oh. I got a job.
Good for you.
And I thought maybe now I could help you with your case. Guess where I'm going?
Audrey, you'll have to excuse me this morning. I'm running late. I only have time for coffee.
Well, maybe I could go with you.
Well, Wednesdays were traditionally a school day when I was your age.
I can't believe you were ever my age.
I've got the pictures to prove it. How old are you?
18.
We'll see you later, Audrey.
See you later. Bye.
I'll see you later, sons of Odin! How do you say that?
Conde bless the story, brother.
Conde bless it. my brother, I love you guys.
Conde bless the story, bro. Brother Ben, I bring you greetings from the fertile, treeless tundra of Iceland.
We have had complaints from nearly every guest in the hotel. What are they on, nitrous oxide?
They are insane for the Ghostwood Estates project. I have had more serious fun in 2 days with these Nordic animals. And Ben, I'm in love. Her name is Hepa. She's a giant snow queen with a smile like a sunrise on an ice floe. You could go blind looking at this girl. Look at this. You see what she gave me? An entire leg of lamb.
Jerry,
is that beautiful?
Jerry, come on.
What? You, look, you crush some garlic, some fresh mint. That's rotisserie heaven. Come on, you gotta meet her.
Just grab some downtime, will you? We've laid in a gala reception for your fair-haired boys tonight. All of Twin Peaks' best and brightest.
You were holding it in the phone booth?
And if we still need a kicker to nail the sale, I'm thinking that maybe they might enjoy a little road trip up to, you know where? Huh?
Jax, I am honored to know you.
Ben?
Leland, what are you doing here?
Well, I know there's a new investment group arriving today. If there's anything I can do?
Leland, the best thing that you can do is follow doctor's orders, go home. You need your rest.
I just feel I need something to occupy my mind.
Leland, will you take some time off, for God's sakes? Fly somewhere. Take Sarah.
I'm afraid to, Ben. I'm afraid.
Hawk, we're here at Chakranov's apartment. Get over here as soon as you can.
Morning.
Morning.
What do you got, Harry?
Chakranov's a Canadian national. He worked the lumber fields this side of the border until he put on a little excess tonnage a couple of seasons ago. That's when he started bartending at the Roadhouse.
Harry, are there any more donuts?
Sure. Andy.
Better wash that down with a cup of Joe. I didn't get too much sleep last night.
Yeah, you do look a little peaked.
There's a large group of insane men staying on my floor. Jacques Renault turn up?
No one's seen him for 2 days. He canvassed the building and the Roadhouse. I sent Hawk to roust his brother, but it looks like Bernie's jumped bail on us. No sign.
Morning, Agent Cooper.
Morning, Doc.
The blood on the shirt you found here is AB negative. It's not Laura's blood.
So it was Jacques Renault's blood on Leo Johnson's shirt. Thank you, Andy. What about Leo Johnson? Could you hold this for a second?
APB went out last night. Nothing yet.
Harry? I need you to find out. Could you give me a leg up here?
Sure.
What's Chakran knows blood type?
Eliu.
Chakran knows blood is AB negative.
Thanks, Doc.
My pleasure.
Holy smoke. Flesh world again.
Yeah. Harry, remember that ad with a picture of Ronette Pulaski?
We traced that ad. It came into the magazine in a plain envelope. No name.
The magazine's a clearinghouse. Readers write letters in response to the ads and mail them into the magazine. The magazine forwards them on to the advertisers. No direct contact. Ronette received her letters at this post office box.
That's a local zip code.
Now my guess is that this post office box will be registered under the name of Jacques Renault. Let's see who was writing to Ronette. Postmark Georgia.
Good night.
I don't know. The beard sort of ruins the effect of the lingerie. What do you think?
The guy's no Georgia peach.
Poor bastard. By the way, Harry, did you notice the picture of Leo Johnson's truck on that page?
love it when you cook for me.
Leo hates my cooking.
Leo, missed the boat with you, baby. The biggest mistake of your life was dropping out of the 11th grade and marrying that road hog.
What would you do if he walked in right now?
Come here. Come here. Hey, Leo! How's it going, man? What a surprise. Now, Leo, Shelley tells me that you don't like her cooking. Tell you what, she and I, we're gonna sit here while you cook breakfast for us, you hump. And if you so much as utter one harsh syllable to this beautiful girl, I'm gonna shoot your ugly face off, okay, man? Sheriff's deputy. Now, Shelly, you do exactly what we said, and everything's gonna be fine. Okay? Come here.
Oh, hi, Andy. Come on in.
Hi, Shelly. Do you know when Leo might be back?
Is he in some kind of trouble?
No, we just want to talk to him.
This wouldn't be about Laura, would it?
Why do you say that?
Well, I heard him talking to this guy, Jacques, the night he left.
Jacques Renault?
Yeah. They were outside arguing. I couldn't hear exactly, but they did seem to be arguing about her, and then they drove off together.
Shelley, you call us the minute he gets in touch with you.
Okay, I will. Thanks for stopping by. I do.
You did great. Oh. Drive me crazy.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Leo. Where are you calling from?
Has anybody come by?
What's that, is anybody looking for you? Why would anybody be looking for you?
Are you sure?
You know how paranoid you get when you've been popping Benny's on the road a couple of days. So when are you coming home? Yeah, everything's fine, Leo. Come on home.
I miss you, Shelley.
I miss you too.
Hey, good looking.
Hope you don't mind my coming.
Oh, no. Nadine won't be back from that patent attorney over there in Fairvale for a couple of hours.
Famous silent drape runners?
She's already spending the millions.
Well, I have to put gas in my car like everyone else, right?
You bet.
I didn't want to tell you on the phone, but Hank got his parole.
Okay.
He'll be coming home. I mean, back. I only saw him a minute before the hearing. He seemed so hopeful. I didn't want to say anything.
You don't have to explain.
Have you said anything to Nadine yet?
Haven't yet.
Waiting for me to go first?
No. It's just that, Nadine's not well.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
I think I do.
I don't ever want to hurt you, babe.
Maybe that's our trouble, Ed. We never want to hurt anyone. We never just take what we want. There's a part of me that's beginning to think that this is how it is when you get to the end of your life. And that you don't have anything to show for it.
Norma.
Don't call me. I mean, not for a while, okay?
Okay.
I love you, Ed.
I can remember when you were just a little girl.
So did my father speak to you?
Yes. Yes, he did. And I can't tell you how excited we are to have you come on board and put in a hitch with us down here at our flagship.
So what did you have in mind for me?
Well, Audrey, as per your father's suggestion, starting low, aiming high, etc., we thought perhaps the wrapping department, gifts, etc., part-time, after school.
No, 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 no. Emery, may I speak frankly?
Oh, please do.
Let's talk retail.
Sales?
Perfume.
One of our more sensitive areas. Expensive items, delicate customer relations.
I'm afraid I've got my heart set on it, Emery.
I'd have to talk to your father.
Emery, here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna tell my father that I'm busy as a bee wrapping boxes with the drums. Then you're gonna put me to work this afternoon behind the perfume counter. Because if you don't, I'm gonna rip my dress in half and scream at the top of my lungs and tell my father that you made a pass at me. Does that help to clear things up for you?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, Ms. Horn.
Shall we get started on the paperwork? James. Your note. Are you all right?
Donna, there's some things I gotta say. I told you that my dad died when I was 10. He didn't die. He was a musician. We were living on the West Coast. He was a bum and he ran off on me and my mom.
I'm sorry.
My mom's a writer. She was really good. Poems and short stories. She's an alcoholic. If you have a problem with this, I know you didn't ask to hear it.
I don't have a problem. You tell me.
It's true, she was out of town this week, but she wasn't traveling. What she does is she goes to another town, shacks up in some cheap hotel with a couple of bottles, and picks up guys and... I'm telling you this because I don't want to have any secrets from you. I don't want there to be any lies between us. It's the secrets people keep to destroy any chance they have of happiness, and I don't want us to be like that.
We won't be.
We have to do what's right. What you said yesterday was true. If we don't do everything we can to figure out what happened to Laura, it'll never go away our whole lives.
We will, James.
She's out there wandering like a restless spirit.
I feel it too. We owe it to her.
Well, these are fresh. Here you go, Gary. Oh, thanks. Here you go, Scott.
Thank you.
There you are. What do you want to mark this? Mark it duplicate. Do we have one like it? Yeah, the same stain we got it before. Mark it duplicate.
Red drapes.
That P.O. box was registered to Jacques Renault.
Those are the letters responding to Ronette's ad in the magazine. Let's see if there's something from someone we know. Oh, hand me that magazine, would you?
What is it?
Two different ad numbers mailed to the same post office address. Ronette's. And one other. Yeah, here it is. Young student requires education in the ways of love. Only generous, mature men need apply. It's Laura.
You see some identifying mark?
The drapes.
Drapes?
Red drapes, Harry, for my dream.
Now, why would an apartment dweller like Jacques buy 50 gallons of heating oil?
To heat a log cabin.
Harry, you're all right.
Jacques' brother said something about a place up near the state line.
Fellas, let's pack a lunch. We're taking a walk in the woods.
Madeline.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Madeline Ferguson. My friends call me Maddie. This is really nice of you guys. I don't really know anybody in town except Aunt Sarah and Uncle Leland. And the mood at the house, you can probably guess, isn't that great right now?
Would you like something to drink?
Cherry Coke would be great.
You got it.
Madeline, if I said that you can't really say a word of this to anyone, not a soul, not even your aunt or uncle, would that be okay with you?
That sounds like some big secret.
It is. James and I knew Laura better than anyone did. She was in some kind of terrible trouble before she died, worse than any of us could imagine.
What?
Well, I'd rather not say too much about things we can't prove yet.
You said you can't prove it yet.
We loved Laura. We're afraid that the truth might never come out, or that the person who killed her might never be caught. We've sworn on her memory not to let that happen.
My God, you know who did it?
We have some ideas.
We wanted to talk to you about this because we need your help.
What do you want me to do?
Laura used to talk about a secret hiding place she had, somewhere in her house, maybe in her room, I'm not really sure. But nobody else knew about it. We think she might have left something there that could lead us to the killer.
I'll help you.
You will?
The day before she died, I had a feeling that Laura was in trouble. I've always felt close to her. That's why I came here. You know, I didn't really know Laura that well, but I feel like I do. Our folks were always telling us how much alike we were.
Will you call me if there's anything I can do?
I don't think there'll be any problem.
This is really great.
Call me Maddie.
Hi. Hi, Norma.
You look like a couple of refugee beauty queens.
Oh, you don't know how really good looking you are, Shelley.
Well, I never felt so glamorous when I'm chip a nail slinging plates around.
Hi, Norma.
Hello, Hank.
Surprised to see me, huh?
Yes.
That Leo's girlfriend?
Wife.
That Leo. So impulsive. Not much meat on her, though. Hey, I don't expect a kiss or anything. I figure I gotta earn my way back into your heart. But Norma, I intend to try. So, where do I start?
Washing dishes will be fine.
Can I finish my coffee first? Boss?
He's been spending more and more of his time alone in his room.
It's become much more difficult to engage him in conversation.
Terrible mood swings.
We've been told by the school that his attendance has become erratic at best.
And then there's the matter of public fighting, both at the roadhouse and at the funeral.
Are you using drugs, Bobby?
Nope.
Alcohol.
Alcohol's a drug.
Well, that's not what he meant.
Alcohol doesn't count?
Everybody drinks.
Are you unhappy, Bobby?
Shouldn't I be?
Well, that's not for me to say.
Have you ever killed anybody?
Have you?
My father has.
During wartime.
That's different.
Different from what?
Perhaps I should spend a few minutes with Bobby alone.
This is supposed to be family counseling.
Well, and I'll need to spend some time with each member of the family alone, but Bobby first.
Fair enough.
Whatever you say.
Hmm.
Bobby, let's just cut the crap, huh? Okay, so your parents don't understand what you're going through right now.
That's a good one.
Let's talk about Laura.
Okay, let's talk about Laura.
Bobby, what happened the first time that you and Laura made love?
What the hell kind of question is that?
Bobby, did you cry?
Did I what?
And then what did Laura do? Did she laugh at you? Were you very sad when Laura died?
Laura wanted to die.
How do you know that?
Because she told me.
What else did she tell you? Did she tell you there was no goodness in the world?
She said people tried to be good, but they were really sick and rotten, her most of all. And every time she tried to make the world a better place, something terrible came up inside her and pulled her back down into hell. It took her deeper and deeper into the blackest nightmare. And every time it got harder to go back up to the light.
Did you sometimes have the feeling that Laura was harboring some awful secret?
Yeah.
Bad enough that she wanted to die because of it?
Yes.
Bad enough that it drove her to consciously try to find people's weaknesses and prey on them, tempt them, break them down, make them do terrible, degrading things?
Yes.
Laura wanted to corrupt people because that's how she felt about herself.
Yes.
Is that what happened to you, Bobby? Is that what Laura did to you?
She wanted so much. She made me sell drugs so she could have.
Cabin we're looking for.
Maybe, maybe not.
Might want to hang back a step, Doc.
Might want to anyway.
Time you got here. They move so slowly when they're not afraid. Come on, then. My log does not judge. I've got tea. I've got cookies. No cake.
Well, that's very kind of you, ma'am, but I don't believe that... What kind of cookies?
Sugar. The owls won't see us in here.
A cup of tea would be very nice.
shut your eyes and you'll burst into flames.
Thanks, Margaret.
We'll let it steep. Wait for the tea. The fish aren't running.
You've been expecting us, Margaret.
You're 2 days late. But that's your concern. My log saw something. Something significant.
What did your log see?
Tea first, then be ready.
Thank you.
My husband was a logging man.
Oh?
He met the devil. Fire is the devil hiding like a coward in the smoke.
It was the day after the wedding, wasn't it, Margaret?
The wood holds many spirits, doesn't it, Margaret?
You can ask it now.
What did you see that night? The night Laura Palmer was killed?
Shh. I'll do the talking. Dark. Laughing. The owls were flying. Many things were blocked. Laughing. Two men. Two girls. Flashlights passed by in the woods. Over the ridge. The owls were near. The dark was pressing in on her. Quiet then. Later, footsteps. One man passed by. Screams. Far away. Terrible. Terrible. One voice.
Man or girl?
Girl. Further up, over the ridge, the owls were silent.
The two girls were Laura and Ronette.
The two men, Jacques, maybe Leo?
Maybe.
Who's the third man?
You hear it? This way. There's always music in the air.
Waldo.
There's film in here.
Blood. Jacks.
Robin. evening, Mr. and Mrs. Shaw.
Okay, go right ahead.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Catherine Martell, and spouse.
Go easy on the sauce tonight, okay, Kathy?
Couple of belts, and even you might start to look good to me.
The modern age has changed forever the way your people live, Mr. Thorson. But it would be my guess that there still remains a tremendous vestigial interest in the legends and folklore of ancient Iceland.
Vestigial. Absolutely.
Heppa, did you know that was an American figure of speech?
No, Yeti.
Heppa, Heppa. You never heard that before?
No, Yeti.
Do you realize the incredible potential that could result from our taking a mutual dip in each other's respective gene pools? Heba, I want to cook for you.
Very, very good.
So he says, what do you get when you cross a Norwegian with a Swede? A socialist who wants to be king.
Well, I can remember it was, somewhere in the 50s. I came through your country. Beautiful, beautiful. Not many trees, you know, but... Would you excuse me?
Of course. Yeah.
Meet me in my office. Give me 2 minutes to break away.
Hell have no fury.
What? 2 minutes.
Ah, Thor. I've been meaning to ask you, are you familiar with the work of Knut Hamsun? Thing I know, you're polishing my shoes with Dom Pérignon. Fill me in. What's eating you?
Why did you have this $1,000 poker chip from you know where in your pants yesterday? I thought you preferred women of a certain experience. Mm-hmm.
Jerry gave me that. It's good luck, Shaw.
I thought I'd lost it. I'm so relieved that you found it. Are you quite finished?
Yes.
In that case.
Oh, let's burn the mill. Let's do it tonight.
No, my love. We'll give Josie one last chance to sell tomorrow. Failing that, I have retained the services of a qualified professional. Breath mint.
Now, let me get this straight. Your entire country is above the timber line?
Folks, ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Can I have your attention? First off, I want to thank you all for turning out to welcome our neighbors from the magical Isle of Iceland. Vit erum utla Íslandlikur. We are all Icelanders. The Ghostwood Estates project is an important part of our future here in Twin Peaks, and there's no one we'd rather have as partners in our future than... What?
Dance with him. It is serious. Dance with him.
All right.
Hey, Kitty, what's going on?
Get Jacoby, get Annette, but get him out of my life. Jerry.
It's Maddie. I was looking in Laura's room, and I remember when we were younger, she used to hide cigarettes in her bedpost. The top of one of the posts screws off. I found a tape in her hiding place. I'll meet you and James tomorrow. Okay, and bring a tape recorder.
Did anyone see you come in here?
No.
You do realize the risk if anyone sees us.
This was hidden in her desk where you said it would be.
Then we can proceed.
When?
Tomorrow night.
I told you to mind the store, Leo, not open your own franchise.
Hey, guys.
Do as you're told, Leo. Next time, you watch me take your little chippy apart before I kill you.
Give me a beer, Shelley.
Honey, what happened? Are you okay?
Just give me a damn beer! Oh. Get up and... What the hell are you doing with that?
You're not gonna hurt me again. Don't touch me! Don't come near me, Leo!
You stupid little slut! You haven't got the guts.
Reach over and turn on the light.
Don't make me leave.